And she's sitting there, it's pitch dark, probably in November sometime maybe, and said she sensed something. And I guess she could smell something, really smell bad. She couldn't figure what the heck it was. She looks up, and here's this thing hovering above her. Hovering above her. Hovering above her. There's a truck, 16-wheel truck, coming towards her. He's not going very fast, apparently. 4 o'clock in the morning, and all of a sudden, there's something in front of her. I don't know if she had time to even hit the brakes, but she, boom, hits this thing, bumps her head, dents the fender, knocks it sliding over in the grass in the ditch about, I think, 30 feet away from what she said. She gets out of the car, kind of stunned, I suppose, at first. The trucker gets out. He says, ma'am, get back in your car. Those things aren't human. Get back in your car.
They swing past the sundown cop who's parked on the side of the road watching for people who were speeding. Well, they speed past him. And he starts to go after him, but then he stops and turns aside, because apparently he saw this thing chasing him too.
All right, another members episode.
These are the perks of these exclusive episodes, extra content, extra shows. So we're grateful for everybody who supports the show.
Yeah, and this is just a teaser. If you want to listen to the full episodes along with a bunch of other episodes, like 25... plus episodes for members, and we're cranking out more and more. You can do that at blurrycreatures.com/members, sponsor the show, get access to us and chat rooms and episodes. Appreciate you guys. Thanks so much for listening. You're now entering
the Blurryverse.
The history of our Earth is so different from what we can imagine.
The Smithsonian, that if they found out about a large skeleton somewhere, was to go get it.
I'm going to assume at least one person is right, because if one person's right, it busts the paradigm.
It all goes back to the fallen cherub. And the problem with the modern day church, they have a very truncated view of the supernatural.
This backdrop is just pregnant with all kinds of meaning associated with this Mount Hermon event.
Whoa.
And this guy defects from the kingdom. That's a big deal.